Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day like this. We bless God for making it possible for us to see today. Today is the 18th day of the month of October, year 2021. I want to celebrate with you and I want to really thank God for giving us this life, this grace. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we give you glory, for you are worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified. You are the King of glory. You are the Lord that never fails. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Deliverance Midnight Prayer. We bless the name of the Lord for using this program to lift up people, to bless people, to raise their prayer altar. And I pray that God will use this program also to build you up in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to really pray this prayer that we are going to pray. I speak to your life as we are praying this prayer. Immediately, the angel of the Lord shall attend to your case. The power of God shall envelop your life. The yoke of darkness in your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Pray the prayer like this. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from witchcraft captivity in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from witchcraft captivity. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. In Jesus' name, pray, powers of the night, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Powers of the night, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny. In Jesus' name, say, night evil visitor, here, in the name of Jesus. Night evil visitor, here, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, darkness assigned to cover my brain, clear away, in the name of Jesus. Darkness assigned to cover my brain, clear away, in Jesus' name we pray. Every evil sacrifice projected against me, backfire, in the name of Jesus. Every evil sacrifice projected against me, backfire, in Jesus' name. Say, powers assigned to waste my destiny, waste yourself in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to waste my destiny, waste yourself, waste yourself, waste yourself, waste yourself in Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me, here in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hours of the night to steal from me, here in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I speak into the life of that sister. Hear the word of the Lord. The strange woman that has collected your husband will release it within the next 3 days in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. A few days ago, I've started talking about dealing with masquerading enemy, one of the dangerous enemies so far. We need to understand the insight of this message. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. And no wonder, not surprising, for Satan himself masquerade as an angel of light. That is New International Version. And no wonder, it is not surprising to note, for Satan himself masquerade as an angel of light. In that scripture, we can see that the devil could masquerade as agent of light. We can see that the wicked could appear like your friend. We can see that the wicked could carry another face and appear like your counselor. The Bible says the devil masquerade himself as the angel of light. If the devil could do that, all his agents will be able to do that. Masquerading enemy are cleverly concealed enemy. They are disguising enemy. They are enemy with marks for you not to detect their face. Many a time they appear before the people in the dream with another person's face. They are envious enemy. They are enemy that monitor the breakthrough that is about to get to someone and they cut it off. They can be close to you, but they are really dangerous for your life. They are mischievous enemy. They are serpentine enemy. They always look for a way to get information from their prey. They always walk around their prey. They are highly sympathetic. They appear physically supportive, but they are dangerous wolves. They have 12 major assignments to carry out in the life of people. Number one, they want to steal good things. Number two, they want to kill the glory of that fellow. Number three, they want to destroy the valuable thing in the hand of that fellow. Number four, they want to waste. Five, they want to divert. Six, they want to catch the person. Seven, they want to make you to believe a lie. Eight, they want to monitor your breakthrough when it's coming and obstruct it. Nine, they want to take the person out of spiritual cover. 11, they would like to bewitch a person. They like to weaken the spiritual life of a person. And they like to manipulate. Manipulation is one of their deep strategies. Manipulation is making people, is when you make somebody to believe a lie. So manipulation is when you make somebody to believe a lie. Manipulation binds the eyes of people to reality. The purpose of manipulation is to stop your advancement in life. And they use clever means to do that. Manipulation is a force exert on somebody to take a course that will lead him to self-destruction. Beloved, this kind of enemy, they have wasted a lot of life because they are close to their victim. They are close to you. They are close to you. They work with you. You thought they are your friend. You thought they are your companion, but they are the agent of darkness. They know everything about you. They have information about you. You go together to places, but they are agent of darkness. It is necessary that God open our eyes to detect them, because when we don't detect them, they can be so dangerous. When we don't detect them, they can waste life. When we don't detect them, they can use information they have available to destroy our life. God must open our eyes to destroy them. Must open our eyes to detect them. To detect them, your salvation must be genuine. To detect them, you must be spiritually mature. To detect them, you must be baptized with Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, and with fire. To detect them, your spiritual eyes and your spiritual ear must open. This must happen in your life for you to detect them. To detect them, your prayer level must be hot. You must be a man, a woman that pray hard. When you pray very well, your prayer will expose them. As we are praying now, all masquerading enemy around you shall be exposed and be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Tell the Lord, Father, have mercy upon me. In Jesus' name, pray. Bring out a bottle of oil if you have one, or a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we pray that the oil and the water in the hand of your children shall be anointed. It shall become the oil of power, oil of deliverance, oil for signs and wonders. The water shall be mixed with the blood of Jesus, and there shall be an instrument that break the evil yoke. In Jesus' name, pray. Drink a little and shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every serpent walking inside my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every serpent walking inside my body, come out, 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 near, 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 come out, near. A reaper, no kushere. Every serpent walking inside my body, come out now, come out now, come out now, come out now, come out now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Say this one: sickness hiding in my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Sickness hiding in my body, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, anoint your head and say, power calling my name in the dark, shut up there in the name of Jesus. Power calling my name for evil in the dark, shut up there, shut up there in Jesus. Say, evil altar erected to make me mad, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar erected to make me mad, cast fire, cast fire, cast fire in Jesus. They say, all diviners of darkness around me, run mad in the name of Jesus. All diviners of darkness around me, run mad, 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 run mad. There in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every coven of darkness where my case has been submitted, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of darkness where my case has been submitted, cast fire in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your stomach now and say this one very well. Say, every evil rope
tie me down to my ancestors. Break in the name of Jesus. Every evil rope, tie me down to my ancestors. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your hand and say, my hand, receive deliverance from witchcraft captivity in the name of Jesus. My hand, receive deliverance from witchcraft captivity. Receive deliverance in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs and say, my legs, receive power to dominate. Receive power to take me to the land of fulfillment. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Look at it. Something is happening to that sister there. There's a sister that is hearing me now. You are owing a lot of people. But within the next 14 days, the Lord will clear the debt for you. Pray this prayer very well. Say, every owner of the load of witchcraft, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Every owner of the load of witchcraft, carry your load, carry your load, carry your load, carry your load in Jesus' name. Sickness assigned to waste my life, backfire in the name of Jesus. Sickness assigned to waste my life, backfire, 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 backfire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, I shall not die before my time. I shall fulfill my destiny. I shall reach my goal. My enemy shall die in my place. The glory of God shall cover my life. I shall not fail. I shall not fall. The enemy shall enter into the trap they have set for me. I shall arise and I shall make it. The glory of God shall cover my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your request now. Father, we thank you for this request. We pray that you answered us by fire. Let your name be exalted in Jesus' name we pray. There's a woman there. You have been praying earnestly to join your husband abroad. Within the next 3 months, you are going to have testimony because the Lord will work it out for you miraculously. Thank you, Father. Aha. Yes, I pray for those looking for the fruit of the womb. The God of wonders will answer you by fire, and there shall be testimony in Jesus' name. You have not married? Get ready. The Holy Ghost will arrange a man, a woman for you, and there will be testimony as you meet, and it shall be a confirmed testimony. Thank you, Father. I pray for as many people who are under the yoke of poverty. May the yoke be broken by fire and the power of God will come upon your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, God has done wonderful things this morning, and I know that it shall be permanent in your life. You will continue to move forward. You will not move backward. The glory of God shall not depart from you. God shall connect you to destiny helpers. God shall move your destiny forward. The glory and the power of God shall begin to work on your behalf. And you will never fail. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. It is well with you. In case you have a testimony you want to share with us, you can easily let us know. Or you have one or two things, let us send information to my WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. iFellowship@Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you in Jesus' name.